Ibadan City, a new leadership and public speaking initiative has been launched for young people, and the initiative is targeting other young people in West Nile sub-region. The formative grade under Fetaro School of Etiquette and Public Speaking is a national values-based initiative aimed at empowering young people and communities through mindset transformation, leadership development, communication skills, patriotism, emotional intelligence, and character building. The nationwide initiative that begins with West Nile region was officially launched in Arua City. Faith Letaru, the brain behind the initiative, says the pilot initiative that will start in the first 5 secondary schools in the West Nile sub-region will see the students empowered in leadership and public speaking skills. It also seeks to address growing concerns around low self-esteem, hopelessness, moral decline, poor communication skills, negative peer influence, lack of confidence among young people, and the increasing need for emotional and social support systems within schools and communities.
I believe leadership begins from childhood. We can mold or pick along the way, but a certain mindset begins when people are young. Research shows that most people fear public speaking more than they fear death. So why not begin with the young people? And the truth is, it's harder to transform the mindset of an adult than to do the one for a child. So for me, these interactions with young people with different schools across the country over the past 3 years is what has driven me to this, to say that let's begin with the young ones. And with time, we're going to do more in the workplaces. We're going to incorporate the adults as well. So it's not entirely schools alone, but schools are the greatest tools of transformation. Once the term resumes, we're going to have a pilot in about 5 schools, and then we monitor them for at least 90 days. And then we see the impact, and then through that pilot, we'll be able to now reach the different other schools in the community.
Meanwhile, Nelson Onjima, the director of studies at Arua Public Secondary School, who represented the learning institutions, commends the initiative.
Two things happen in a school. One is the teaching and the learning, which is for the purpose of academics. The second thing is the application of what is learned in the classroom. And therefore, when you do the learners go out in society, they apply what they learn from schools. In this Fetaro initiative, it augurs well with the school setting, because apart from what is taught in a classroom, we have careers department for guidance and counseling. We have debate, we have drama, there are several clubs. In fact, initiating this Fetaro Foundation as a club of its own is a good idea.
Kalsum Abdul Fadimula, the Secretary for Social Services at Arua City, describes the initiative as instrumental in shaping the public speaking ability of the future leaders.
We are at the verge of profiling our role models for the young people. I think you're going to be one of them. And more so encouraging the girl child. What you are doing is very instrumental, and things to do with public speaking. From next week, we are going to have new leaders being sworn in. If you have the opportunity, just go and see. Here you are referring to students and the young people. But you will see how people are fidgeting. Just mere swearing in becomes a problem.
The Member of Parliament elect for Vura constituency, Lenia Charity, says the affirmation creed comes at a time when many young people struggle to cope due to low self-esteem, identity struggles, and societal pressure.
Through positive affirmations, mentorship, this initiative is creating an environment where students can constantly be reminded of their worth, their ability, and their potentials. When a student declares, "I'm confident, I'm capable, I'm disciplined, I'm a leader," they begin to develop their mindset and courage to overcome challenges and pursue their dreams. I'm especially inspired by the vision of establishing clubs in schools. These clubs will provide safe and empowering spaces for students to interact, learn, and support one another on their journey of self-discovery.
Now, the national scene there.